I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
Safety. Safety, I think, is, and you know, Mike talked about this a little bit, and I wanted to follow up with this on or follow up on this with him, but we ran out of time. But Mike talked a lot about safety. Mike Silver talked a lot about safety. You know, we asked him a question about it, but you know, one of the things that he talked about a lot that I thought was interesting is when we were talking defense. The name that he kept saying was Brandon Staley, Brandon Staley, Brandon Staley, Brandon Staley. Not once did he mention Nick Sorensen's name. And I thought that was interesting because Nick Sorensen is the defensive coordinator. He's the defensive play caller. But it certainly seems like Brandon Staley is going to have a pretty big influence on what this defense looks like and things of that nature. And, you know, we're going to have to see, but one of the things that Mike talked about was Brandon Staley's affinity for playing with three safeties, kind of a trend that is starting to kind of go league wide as well. But also talked about his affinity for what he called the star position. So safety has been, they've had 13 that they've connected to. They've had three in on top 30 visits, including local kid Sione Vakai, the safety slash running back from Utah. They met with him at the combine, and they also brought him in on an official top 30 visit. They also brought him in on the local pro day because he is from Antioch. Also, Kalen Bullock, the safety from USC. And then just recently reported Javon Bullard, safety from Georgia, another player that they had in on a top 30 visit. What I thought was interesting is they haven't been connected with a lot of defensive linemen. They've been connected with some, but not a lot. 11 edge players specifically, and they've had two in on top 30 visits. The edge players have been Marshawn Kneeland, the edge rusher from Western Michigan, and then also have brought in on a top 30 visit, Chris Braswell, the defensive end or edge player from Alabama. And then at D tackle, they've been connected to 11 and they've had three in on a top 30 visit, which tells me that D tackle is a position that they are going to probably focus on. I would argue early first, second or third round. I think you will see the 49ers take a defensive tackle. The defensive tackles that they've had in on top 30 visits are Brandon Dorless out of Oregon, kind of like a Charles Omenihu type player. He is 6'3", 283, and at Oregon, he played both outside and inside, so he has a bit of that versatility. They've also had Evan Anderson from Florida Atlantic, a a late round player, which I think is interesting that they had him in on a top 30 visit. A lot of the kind of consensus on him is seventh round or priority free agent. And then also Michael Hall Jr., who has been connected to the 49ers a lot. Michael Hall Jr. out of Ohio State, just 20 years old, 6'2", 299, a bit undersized in the weight department, but very similar to like a Javon Hargrave, a shorter guy known for rushing the passer more than defending the run. And then last but not least, linebacker. They've been connected to 10 and have had two in on top 30 visits. Those two are Trevin Wallace out of Kentucky, 6'1", 237, runs a 4.5, a coverage linebacker more than a run stopper, which is what the 49ers tend to prefer to bring in at linebacker. And then also Tatum Bethune out of Florida State. Bethune is very undersized. He is transitioning to linebacker from safety, but he is 5'11", 227, ran a 4.7 40. Again, probably more of a late round or priority free agent. So I think, again, when we try and figure out what is this team going to do in the draft, I think there are definitely some clues here that we can take away. One being that they are going to draft some offensive linemen. I would venture to say they probably are going to draft two. I think they'll draft at least one tackle and maybe either a kind of a tweener that could be tackle or interior only. I wouldn't be surprised if they went with a center prospect like a Tanner Bordellini, who they have been connected to, just hasn't brought in on a top 30 visit, or Bo Limmer out of Arkansas. But I think they need to address the future of center. Al has talked about it a lot. Jake Brendel's just a guy and he's 33 years old. Like, you need to think about the future there at that position. They're going to draft at least one wide receiver. I think they're going to draft two. And they are going to draft a safety. And I think they want to draft at least one corner. I think those are the four positions that this team is going to focus on. And then the other focus being defensive tackle. So again, defensive tackle, wide receiver, O-line, and safety and cornerback. And then I do think that they, based on what they've done in free agency and trying to bring in the tight end from Detroit, who ended up not coming because Detroit matched, and then they signed Eric Salbert, I think they are a little bit worried about tight end behind George Kittle. I think they're a little underwhelmed with Cameron Latu from last season. Braden Willis has always been more of a tweener. Even when he was drafted, I thought, well, that might be the future Kyle Juszczyk, right? Rather than the future George Kittle. So I think they want to address that position as well. But in the end, I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it, this team has set itself up through their moves in free agency to really just focus on being able to take the best player available when their slot comes up to draft. And I think they're going to do that. And I don't think they're going to necessarily prioritize one position over another. I don't think they're going to draft for need. I think they're going to draft for depth. And when you draft for depth, you want to draft again with the best player available. So we will be back next week. Al will be back. And then, like I said, we will try and get either Steph or another friend of the show on and do one final mock draft before next Thursday. And then Al and I will be back Thursday night to react to everything that happened in round one. Hopefully those are positive for the 49ers. But until then, please make sure to subscribe, rate, review, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.